This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We got a rave going this morning, Garrett. Is that what's happening?
That's Ganyan style.
Was it Ganyan style or whatever?
That's Gangnam style. It's yeah. Psy, man. I remember this from high school. This was all
the
rave.
Stop with the remember from high school.
Really? You can.
Tired leave. Of that.
Okay. I remember it from my adult
it was two
life.
Years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
This was the first ever music video to get a billion views or something.
Did you guys play this at Chick-fil-A when you were working the drive-thru?
No, we had a 104.7 The Fish type style.
Oh, I love you, Garrett.
R.I.P.
This was a little too edgy for us.
Yo, that just got me weak. That's funny right there, man. Dang, that was funny.
Maybe you can go be the DJ at All-Star Break. You can make it out to San Francisco. I got some connects out there. Let me know if you want to hop on a flight today, Garrett. DJ G, that's what I'm going to call you.
DJ G, I'll take that.
DJ G. We got the All-Star Game upon us. It is on Sunday, and it is out in San Francisco. So there's a rejuvenated format for 2025, and that's to try to bring back some interest. So the All-Stars will compete in a mini tournament of four teams in three games, and the winner being the first to 40 points. So I can stop there. Do you think that's going to be enough to, you know, make it more entertaining?
No.
All right.
I'd be way more apt this year to tune in than I have been in years past because of the format.
I think it sounds cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm way more apt.
You know what? So as a kid, when I was in high school, DJ G, I vividly remember
BC
going to parties. Like if we went to a party that night or whatever, and it was All-Star Weekend that Saturday night, we would all find ourselves, you know, at some point for the slam dunk contest.
Yes.
Like everybody, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And that was part, like, you'd be hanging out and somehow you'd be watching, oh, did you see that dunk? And because there were legit all-stars, legit names in that. And I'm not trying to, poo-poo on anybody. And the guys that are in it are kind of they're guys that French fans might not know, but a lot of guys do. But, like, here's a problem for me. Mac McClung is in the All-Star
Slam Dunk
contest.
Yes.
He's a defending champion of the Slam Dunk contest. He's also in the G League this year, guys. So it loses. How does that grow the game? How does Matthias?
I think we've passed that point where it's to grow the game, though, right?
I'm telling you that in the past, it helped grow the game. It helped grow the viewership. You know, having guys that were in the slam dunk contest was a big deal. And
yeah,
I'm gonna.
But it does. There's such a thing as getting stale when everything that can possibly done has been done.
Well, I agree with you to an extent, but it's been it. You just want to see one of your favorite names in there, and they just refuse to do it.
What if this is a different, like the different spin? You mentioned McClung being in the G League, right? Or D League, excuse me.
No, it's G League.
Sorry, my brain.
The D League would be like kind of.
No, I know.
I think it changed G when Gatorade sponsored.
What?
No. I didn't even think about the Gatorade sponsor.
Thanks.
Learned something new today.
Your little information book over there. No one called 401.
I might be completely lying to y'all, but that's just all what I've always.
I don't know. Day Day shook his head in approval.
There you go.
So,
like, wait, shook his head or nodded in approval?
Yeah, well, nodded, shook his head, same thing. His head moved.
Shook his head, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, my point was.
Boy,
Max.
We are all over the place with rules and facts in the show today.
Everyone wants to be right, you know? Not everybody can be you, Bo.
Turn into the educational morning shift.
And everyone can be you.
I know. I'm sorry. It's a sad world in that aspect.
So, Mac McClung. Okay.
Yeah.
I think maybe it gives you something to look at in the sense that you could be like, oh, I remember this guy when he was in the G League. And now he's doing this. And maybe he gets called up. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it builds some sort of... I don't want to use the word nostalgia, but you know, maybe it builds some sort of like
rapport
you feel
with
like,
the player.
Yeah, like we're, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just
maybe I don't know. I'm throwing stuff out there, but maybe that's one of the approaches behind letting him do it.
I just think that
last year.
I think when we've had this conversation a dozen times on the show, the biggest opponent to sporting events and actual athletic competitions these days is entertainment value. Those two things don't always coincide. They don't coexist always. And I think I speak for a lot of people. And listen, I'm going to watch this NBA All-Star game because I want to see Trey and I want to see him perform. But everything else surrounding it, All-Star formats in general have sort of jumped the shark. And I think everybody agrees that. You got the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge. You've got other things that you just look at and go, it's stale.
Let me say this.
So I appreciate them trying to move around and do different things is what I'm saying.
In the past, you used to be able to watch the NFL Pro Bowl for the game. The skills stuff was kind of fun, but the game used to be something you'd watch. Used to be. It went way away from it. Like I'm talking about like when you could light people up in the game. Remember Sean Taylor lighting up the punter? Like that day. And then it was always the MLB was the only one where it was 2 days dominated because you had the home run derby, the game, and the game in the MLB All-Star game will always be the best game of them. The NBA, to me, it was always the Saturday. It was the 3-point contest has got some stars in it.
Yes.
You got Brunson, Damian Lillard, Tyler Hero, Cade Cunningham's in it. He's a good player. Darius Garland's in it. So they got some guys. But it was a 3-point contest and it was a dunk contest. And that was it. That was the Saturday night of the All-Star game was it. I remember in Atlanta. You were living in Atlanta when the All-Star game was here back in like 2000. And I want to say it was like two. Day-Day, maybe it was 2003. Correct me if I'm wrong. But this city, I remember trying to drive through this city and it was freaking slammed. I mean, it was. Everybody was
it's
so
the place
cool
to be. Look, let me break down the teams too, because you do have Trae Young, who I mentioned is replacing Giannis. He's on Team Chuck. So again, it's a tournament of four teams in three games, with the winner being the first to 40 points. So there's Team Chuck, Team Kenny, and then there's Team Shaq and Team Candace. So Candace Parker. That's how it breaks down.
These teams all have a theme too, and I don't know if people understand. I'm pretty sure that Trae is the only American player on his team because it's Chuck's Global Stars, it's Kenny's Young Stars, and it's Shaq's OGs. So there's kind of a theme with the way they've separated him. Obviously, Trae being a late addition and him replacing Giannis, he had to go to the Global Stars team. It doesn't really fit with him, but everybody else, it kind of fits into this thing where there's a theme for each team and they kind of have an identity, which I think is actually pretty cool. I actually think that's really, really cool that they went about it that way because – you know, you don't just say, you're not drafting. It's like, you know, hey, this guy kind of belongs right here. So I think that's a really cool aspect of everything else going on. And so, yeah, I mean, you're going to look at him, you're going to see it broken down. The problem is when you look at it and you try to guess who's going to win, it's really all about who's going to give the most effort, I think. And you don't ever really know. If you want to look at it from that aspect, maybe it's the the young stars have a little more juice to them. I don't know, but I'm way more apt to watch this than I would have been just a straight up All-Star game.
I agree. Like, I think it sounds entertaining, especially with the cap on the 40 points thing. You will probably get, and not saying they didn't try before, but you'll get that effort, I think, that everyone's kind of been missing.
I'm willing. Look, I'm a freaking sports nerd. Like, I'll watch. You put it on, I'll watch it. It will be on one of my two TVs. And when Trey's out there, I will definitely pay attention, and I'll turn the volume up if the volume's not up on that. Hopefully the Daytona 500 is done by then. So, because that thing sometimes will last 12 hours.
Yeah, Daytona will last, but I'm with you. I'll have both TVs going, and I'll have both events on each one. And I will strictly, and to your point about the dunk contest, used to kind of identify with the guys you saw as starting to tune in strictly to see what he does on. Because, there's been all this back and forth about him being an all-star and not an all-star. I think he'll have a chip on his shoulder in this game and want to prove something. And I hope he does. I hope he goes out with that attitude.
So let's shift gears here and touch a little bit on to college sports, because Alabama athletic director Greg Byrne has reiterated a solution to fix the issue of court storming, or just storming in general, to the field in college sports. So he says conferences such as the SEC, we know they find whose fans surface after an upset, however, continues to happen in both basketball and football. So most recently, Vanderbilt got a $500,000 fine from the SEC after storming the court following an upset of Kentucky in Nashville. So now Byrne, he says calling the game a forfeit after the fans leave the stands for the field could be a solution.
That's
a safety issue. Do you agree with forfeiting the game?
No, that's stupid.
Okay.
That's stupid. That's so dumb. It's so ridiculously dumb. And I think, Garrett, you might have mentioned this yesterday on the Steakhouse when I was listening on the way home. Alabama would have made the college football playoff had this rule been in effect last year, because they would have been forfeited wins that they had lost. They would have been given –
I'm pretty sure all three games they lost in regular season were field stormed.
The reason it's dumb is, why should the ignorance of fans basically affect the – blood, sweat, and tears that players have put forth in a game, the injuries they sustained, it's a little bit ridiculous. Do I think that we need to find a solution for when things happen like Jermaine Burton punching a female fan at the University of Tennessee when they stormed the field a couple years ago? When things like that happen, we need to figure out how to address something. But this ain't it.
So I had, I think, five field storming games when I was at ESPN a few seasons ago. And to be caught up in the midst of that, I feel like I can hold my own. But I still took a couple shoulders to the back. And I'm not a player on an opposing team. So I can only imagine the degree of disrespect that is out there. And we've seen it for players on other teams. So it is not a safe it isn't a safe environment. I mean, it's not. It's a fun atmosphere. It's cool. And being on the field for it was to a degree cool, but at the same time, you can't find anybody. It's crazy.
I will say, and granted, man, you guys know me, know my background. I have a lot of love for Greg Byrne. This is the second time this offseason he's completely missed for me.
Oh, and the other was the needy tweet about money?
The whole thing about you going out saying we basically need money. I'm not buying that either. You're under like a $200 million renovation at the stadium. It's all good. I'm not sending you 10 bucks. Nonetheless, though, I don't know what the answer is. I don't think there is another answer. I've scratched and kind of climbed through this. I don't know what else you do. You've already levied severe financial fines. If 50, 70, 90,000 people want to storm a field, no amount of security in the world can stop them from getting on that
field. You put a net up like baseball.
There's nothing to be done. Golf.
I was thinking about that too.
There's
or maybe
no red rope. There's no velvet rope you're going to put out and keep people off the field.
Maybe you put up like
that's
a NASCAR.
What I'm saying.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the answer is. I think somebody's got to come up with something, but I think he completely whiffed.
It sucks. I mean, it's the same thing as at Texas when they're throwing stuff, and then it caught on in other places where they're throwing stuff onto the field because they don't like calls. Like, these things pop up, but you can't penalize. This is dumber than giving us putting a school on probation and punishing players who had nothing to do with scandal.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is dumber than that thought process. And, of course, that was around for the last 100 years of NCAA athletics or 80 years or whatever.
Hey, when we come back at the top of the hour, let's get into some off-season questions for NFL teams. What's the biggest question surrounding the Atlanta Falcons? You can take a guess. We'll be right back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.